You go to Melville, girl, or Lutheran South?
I'll buy you a cookie over there, Mrs. Fields.
You like pretzels, girl?
That kid took my lunch money yesterday. Don't go near the kiosk.
You like Orange Julius, lady?
He rolled me right on up after E.T. It's 5-9 to the Fan, the Morning Grind. Tim McKernan, Martin Kilquin with you. Jeff Smoke may be coming back, so it looks like things are going to be all right with the Rams.
Did you just leave me off the list? I will come over there and I will choke the life out of
you. Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Did I not mention you?
No, you didn't.
By the yes!
way, by the nice. Way, I did receive during the break a mental email.
Oh, okay. Cat will take your mental emails here.
Hey, guys, you're not funny. Your Ed Asner Alert idea is offensive. Senior citizens do a lot of great things besides just wandering off. Sincerely, eating dinner at 4 o'clock and wearing sweaters when it's 90 degrees out.
Why do they wear sweaters when it's 90 degrees out?
It's just an email. I don't know.
Is that a shot at Big Irish?
Someone sent it.
Big Irish.
He always has the coat on, even when it's about, 110 down there on the field. He's got the old windbreaker going. We'll take your mental emails throughout the show here.
I believe the 590 email is up and running
right
now.
We'll take those, too.
Yeah. The Morning Grind at KFNS.com. We read emails throughout the program and then give away an email of the day prize pack from producer Joe at the end of the show at around 9:45.
And let me tell you what we're going to give away, too. Some guy.
Oh, Cat's got gifts.
Wow. Sent me this. It's actually funny. He sent a bunch of hats. His name is Mark Wiseman.
Oh, Irish guy.
He's a Jewish guy that thinks the Jewish material we do is kind of funny, so he put together KFNS hats, put in Jewish lettering, Hebrew lettering, and it says the chosen radio station on the front, KFNS spelled out in Hebrew writing, and on the back it said, did you know what we're talking about? So we're going to throw one of these in the prize pack, so thanks.
Hopefully not the one that Producer Joe's wearing.
He also gave those
elaborate gifts.
Wait, before we get to that, Mark Wiseman sent this, and he goes, and he sent, hey, Jim, here's an idea, a trick you can play on the guys. Tell them the station was bought by a Jewish group, and they're changing formats. And I was like,
they were.
No, thanks. We'll just give the hat away, though.
All right. Friend of the show, giving hats away.
God bless.
One that Joe's wearing right now. Maybe you can win the Paluzzi prize.
It is funny to see a dirty Italian like Joe walking around.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been more offended in your life as a man who's married to an Italian? I am offended and appalled, and I would really appreciate an apology.
She's not a dirty Italian. He's a dirty Italian.
Oh.
I think that's a fair characterization of Joe.
But it's offensive. It doesn't matter. It's offensive.
Yeah, Jim.
How so?
How come when Travis said dirty Mexican on Friday, everybody went crazy, but the cat here says dirty Italian, and I am offended, and nobody's going crazy?
Why
aren't you offended? You all should be offended and appalled.
No, we work side by side with Cusimano, so it's okay. That's the key. Got to have those people next to you.
You can jump all over that Travis guy because he's a little nothing. I mean, no one's going to mess with me. See what I'm saying?
I hope
some Italians
call in.
Rubber band?
I hope some Italians call in and demand an apology from you. I hope
Italians call in.
Yes.
If Vikings, you can figure out how to work the telephone.
Vikings call in.
So you're saying Italians can't figure out how to work the phones? What is it, a Santino Corleone
reference?
Did
I say that?
Sounded like it.
Get that off the skimmer plate back. Joey's going to try and get an update for us on George. Honestly.
Rudy's roommate.
At the 2 Fox, people have come up to me and said, whatever happened to Rudy's roommate? Last I heard, they were in
Dick
the waiting
Ford,
room.
Dick Ford, Dave Murray?
Yeah, Dick Ford's very concerned. But people have asked about the roommate because they heard
Rudy's raking. Leave him alone. He's making a living.
No, I said
the update was that
Chicken Legs had called 911 the other night when George fell down, and we have not heard anything back since
How
then.
Did she call?
Picked up the phone and dialed?
Nah, I'm not so sure they have phone service.
Who, Rudy?
Yeah.
Why does he call us?
I think he uses the neighbors. Before he said he's had phone bill problems, and so he had to borrow his neighbor's phone.
Joey says he's leaving a message for Rudy.
No, well, maybe
he does
got
voicemail.
I remember when I guess when there was that storm, and the cat said that Rudy stored his dead grandma in the freezer.
He kind of hinted that that's what was the case, didn't he?
He also said he went and borrowed a phone from his neighbor.
I do recall that.
Yes.
Maybe that was just a slow day when the phone was out for a day.
We have an email from somebody whose email address is Terry Clark Fan. Do you know who Terry Clark is? Producer Joe says it's a lesbian country singer.
Terry Clark.
I don't know.
Is that any relation to that Bell Black?
On Days of Our Lives?
Yeah.
Terry Clark Fan writes in, is this a sports station or a sex station? I turn it on for sports. I get the other at home. I doubt that. Producer Joe, what's going on with this Terry Clark thing?
I think she's a lesbian. She's a real tall woman, always wearing the cowboy hat. Kind of looks manly. Might be packing some heat.
Isn't there an umpire, Terry Clark?
Yeah, he punched out Edmonds in June after he came on the show. Remember
yeah,
that?
I think that's. I think this is just somebody that's a fan of that umpire, Joe, not the
possibly,
lesbian country
right.
singer.
So the email address is Terry Clark fan. It's not actually from Terry Clark.
No, no
Terry
but I mean, Clark technically, fan. It could be.
Hmm.
Don't if you're a fan of yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I have Tim McKernan fan at hotmail.com.
He has an I'm number one license plate, too.
On a red Corvette.
My other car says, I am cool. So they're not happy with the content.
I guess
fair
not.
Enough.
No. That's not. Well, Cat, tone it down.
I think it's the mental emails that have been weighing us down, to be honest with you.
Terry Clark fan. Says
I had actually, you know, a lot of times at the 2 Fox, I'll scribble notes like topics for the next day. And one of the ones I scribbled out last night was people. Are they the worst? And I wanted to talk about it. I got
an email
from a guy.
People, the worst. Give me a call. No, then.
Question.
Give me a call.
Are they the worst? 969-0597. Guy writes in and says, I watched your coverage last night. You're a supposed sports director. He said, I'm visiting from Arizona. Oh. I'm appalled.
Yes, appalled.
At the coverage you guys gave to Kurt Warner. You have your own Rams team to talk about. Get over it already. We've got this big ego guy in Arizona. And let me tell you, folks here aren't that excited about him. I'm going to go back and tell everybody there about the kind of coverage you guys had here on your own hometown
please
team.
Don't.
That's going like, to kill.
Please don't.
Kill
boy,
you,
going back there, because those football fans are a rabid.
Oh, passionate.
Showing up at those games at Sun Devil Stadium. Mm. Boy, and if he tells them the kind of coverage we had.
You'll be doomed. Or even boy, worse.
You know what?
Maybe
people
we should have spent more time.
I think
time.
Sports directors are the worst.
Tied for first.
Talk about it, but I got February 16th.
Guy from Arizona. Shot a Rich Gould, Jim. How could you be so annoyed if you're a guy from Arizona? You're visiting friends here, and you're like, boy, how come they're talking about Warner? Is it possible, as an outsider, you don't get it?
I get it, yes, exactly.
In terms of the Warner thing,
no,
you don't get it.
No, get laid. I believe the people that write into Sound
this
Off,
long.
Write into you, complaining to our station manager, whatever the case, obviously have some kind of personal issues in their lives. And I believe that the root of it is a lack of sexual activity or some kind of sexual repression. That's what I believe the root of it all is. And if you checked that and did a study, and maybe you guys might want to do this for the February book since November's almost over, I think you'll find that to be the case.
Hmm.
I think you go to Scores and you get $250,000 worth of lap dances. I don't know that makes you email a sports director.
I wrote back, I don't think you get it. But thanks for passing all your words along to the rabid Arizona football fans.
Who was it? Was it the sports director from Phoenix that emailed you?
You should have wrote back, hey, you got sports guys in your own town to worry about. I'm going to email people in Arizona and say you were ripping the sports guys in St. Louis.
Buzzing.
As the skipper would say, worry about your own club. But who would care? If you're visiting from Arizona, who cares? The Warner coverage?
I can't believe you write people back.
I love writing people back.
We get emails sometimes, and I look at them and go, not finishing this one. Sometimes they'll they'll bring up a point of interest. They want to point out a team they want you to look at or some charitable endeavor. I'll look at those. But if they're going to call and rip and I can sense that it's baseless right off the bat, I don't even finish it.
No, those are fun people to engage because sometimes they write back.
I agree.
I'm busy working, all right? Irate Chiefs fans that write in, I can't believe you didn't show the Chiefs-Chargers game. You people suck. I can't believe how much you have totally forgotten about the other side of the state. You know, we have TV sets, too, and we care about ratings, and we could be your biggest fans, and I write back and say, all of that's great, except the game was on CBS.
Well, if you weren't playing this email game, then Pelican and Maurice and Diz wouldn't have to work so hard.
Thank you very much.
Huh?
How about if
you ever think about that?
Should.
Jim's a big proponent of the mental email now. I emailed you back.
Mentally.
Did you? Yeah, I gave you a mental email. Shot it right back.
I tried to mentally email my property taxes in the city. They didn't go for that.
What happened?
They said we never received it.
Jim now has just the avatar of a middle finger. Yeah, I emailed it to you. Right back to you. Big Tuesday show. Keith Kachuk coming up at 8 o'clock. Will he be at Schneidhorst or not? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think he'll be there.
Yeah.
Pretty much guarantee.
Yeah, I think
won't
be
in the lineup.
Why doesn't he come by the studio?
And the cat has been asking him to bring by, a strudel or something.
You ever eaten at that Schneidhorst?
I've
been going there for years. My grandparents used to take me.
What do you get there?
I get the Big Bevo. It's kind of a Big Mac-ish thing.
Dump out of that.
Oh, you can't say Big Bevo anymore? FCC?
Religious right. Unless it's Travis selling a DVD.
What do you think about that business card?
Is it Hoosier, if your whole operation... I realize he has his own work, But when your business card is all about your wife, and it's a shot of your wife kind of posing,
bent over,
and you've got your name next to it.
But it's just your first name.
Travis.
But it's just your first name.
In our tournament of coattails, Travis might be.
Now, I've watched some of Travis's work. He isn't coattails.
I don't know if it's coattails if you're making a living off your wife. I think that makes you a pimp.
He's his own performer, too. He has a website and everything.
Well, then why did his card have a picture of him bending over?
Because it's Gina Lynn Productions. But there's Travis's name on there. It just says Travis. That's the best part about it. Just
there is a little something on there.
What do you think? A little dabble?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
What? There's DNA on there?
Boy, there is a hair in like some kind of weird
thing. Hey, by the way, the bottom line is going to be broadcasting
live. Maybe that's one of her hairs. That'd be good marketing.
From Marshall Wireless. Kevin Slayton and Bob Ramsey were live yesterday. Well, Wednesday they're going to get out there, too.
Skanksgiving broadcast.
They're going to be out on the road Wednesday. They are at the Chesterfield location of Marshall Wireless on Long Road Crossing. That's tomorrow. Grand opening of both locations yesterday and Wednesday. From 4 to 5 on both days, you'll have the chance to meet Mike Sillinger and Aaron Downey of the St. Louis Blues. Also, some SLU, Mizzou, and Illinois basketball tickets to give away live on site. Yesterday, they were in Florissant. Tomorrow, the Chesterfield location with the bottom line live. And Billiken Hoops tonight, the Rammer. On the call, SLU opening up out at Family Arena because the Blues are in action, which we'll break that down with Kate.
Hey, thanks a lot, eh?
Thank you, Larry, for being a fan of the show. It's Tuesday's edition of the Morning Grind.
The Showtime guys on 590 The Fan didn't win the Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes, but they did get a visit from